Somalia, on the tip of the Horn of Africa, is widely seen as a ravaged nation, at the top of the global corruption index, home to gangs of warlords who sabotage humanitarian aid efforts, and one of the most dangerous places in the world for journalists and reporters. But a September conference in Brussels, the third of its kind, aimed to focus the attention of the international community on the progress made in Somalia over the last year, as well as mobilise resources for the one-year-old Somali regime and assist it in the country's reconstruction. The plan for reconstruction set out by the conference has been successful so far in receiving over $815 million in financial pledges. Meanwhile, Al-Shabaab Islamist militia have abandoned their posts in Mogadishu, spurring hope that the new government will guarantee a more efficient management of food aid with the support of the international community and the protection of African Union forces. I spoke to Bishop Giorgio Bertin of Djibouti, Apostolic Administrator of Somalia's only Catholic diocese, Mogadishu, and asked him if life has improved for ordinary Somalis.
I would say that life is returning to Somalia very slowly, however. There is a sense of hope, although the enemies of hope, the enemies of peace, the enemies of reconciliation are still there. The answer is that we should be more, how can I say, perseverant than the evil forces. Those who opt for life, for hope, for respect, should be more determined and persevering than those who are against it.
Since the beginning of his papacy, Pope Francis has expressed a strong option for the poor, and he has reached out to so many immigrants, many of them who come from Somalia. Has this had an impact on your work in that area?
Definitely, because it reminds us, in fact, that our engagement for the poor, and an engagement also which should be intelligent in the sense that we should find out the economic, political, and not only humanitarian ways to come out from extreme poverty. So this engagement of the Pope is a source of inspiration also for us.
It's also a way of keeping awareness, because we tend to forget about people we don't have in the news every day. Is it important?
Yeah. In fact, it is that only when there are tragedies, even at the level, I would say, of Vatican Radio, sometimes I received a phone call. I say, oh, probably something has happened in Somalia of what I am not aware. Sometimes you are faster than me. It is true. But I would say our response to the tragedies of Somalia should be able to help us to go beyond what makes the news, but to the ordinary life of people. That we should make an effort to put the ordinary life, the ordinary situations, the ordinary hopes, the ordinary difficulties of people more on the front line.